Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'm going to get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. Tonight's Tarot Tuesday. We're going to have Tarot Jeff joining us in just a couple of minutes for your free 5-minute, 3-card read of what's in the cards for me. Or, if you have a specific question, call in. I've already got a bunch of people pre-screened for the show tonight. Thank you very much for being patient. We're going to get to you as quickly as we can. We've got people asking questions off of Facebook, so we'll get to you as quickly as we can as well. But before all of that fun begins, of course, you all know we have the little disclaimer that we always read every Tuesday, and that's just for, you know, entertainment purposes. So here you go, everybody. Let's get this out of the way, and then we'll go ahead and have some fun tonight with Tarot Jeff. So Tarot Tuesdays, a tarot reading, is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. So, as a reminder, tonight is for entertainment purposes only, and so if you want to call and ask a question, do so at 323-657-1493, but you got to be at least 18 years of age to call in. And finally, a tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. Now that that's all out of the way, it's time to get Jeff on the line. Tarot Jeff, welcome back to Rated G Radio. How are you tonight?
Good afternoon, Mr. Miller. How are you?
I'm jazzed. Jeff, I'm not kidding you when I tell you this. Usually I tell you we got callers lined up the door. We got callers lined up out the door tonight. So, you know, sometimes we say, you know, when you have your reading with Tarot Jeff, you get a liberal 5 minutes. Tonight, it's probably going to be a quick 5 minutes. So, just to kind of remind everybody along the way, if you are on hold, stay on the line because we want to get to as many of you as we possibly can. But with that, of course, Jeff, you know what we always do at the beginning of the show. I'm not going to even pretend not to know. I'm going to say, I want my card, so that way we can get on to everybody. I'm eager tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, here you go. You got the Ten of Cups, Garrett. Tens,
nice.
As you know, tens represent endings, beginnings, cycles, completion.
Yep.
There's a fulfillment that happens here. Cups are all about your heart's desire, my friend. So whatever you're doing, you're kind of running the course. You've completed something. The cycle is complete. You get to begin it again. And that's just kind of the way of life. You know, we come to a conclusion in life, and then we go back around the karmic cycle, and it's fun if you think about it that way. Sometimes people will get afraid of it. In your case, you're jazzed. I heard you say it.
Every once in a while I run into you outside and we get a chance to visit. I've just had like the craziest last 3 or 4 days, and I won't bother you tonight because it's Tarot Tuesdays and everybody wants to hear about that. So if you want to hear about some of the crazy things that are going on in the world, you can tune in tomorrow night on Wednesday, and tomorrow's going to be a headline show. So if you want to catch up on all the gossip that's going around the world, I will do that. But I love the card, so thanks, Jeff.
Good deal.
Are we ready to take our first question?
I cannot be any readier than right now. I've got the I've got the crystal skull next to me. I've got a little incense burning in here. Got the card in my hand.
Mickey Mouse watch ready to
time myself.
And I've got the timer here, too, so either between the two of us, we'll be in good shape. Our first question is actually going to come off of Facebook. I get this about 25 minutes ago, and I said, I'll get to your question first tonight. I promise you that, so we are going to do it. And this question comes from Mary Lou, and Mary Lou, of course, is one of our regular listeners. She's out of Brisbane, Australia. It is about 1 p.m. her time there on Wednesday, and she would like to know if she is going to be making a move from her current house in April of 2015?
Wow. Well, that's an excellent question, Mary Lou. Hello, Mary Lou. And
hello.
You know, I'm not seeing a really clear answer on that. Again, Garrett, remind me, what was the date that she was looking at?
April of 2015.
April of 2015. So, here's what I did for Mary Lou, because I started to pull the cards early, and then the question came up, and so I pulled, I doubled her up. I doubled down on her, and it's pretty interesting because what we got is the first card in both draws is a major arcana. The second card in both draws is a four and then a three. The next card is a five, and the last card she got was an eight. Now, I know this doesn't make a lot of sense the way I'm saying it, but trust me, I do this periodically just for an explainer. And I'm just looking at the cards here, and I think that she's moving from a position of strength. That's one of her major arcana cards. But it's also a position of temperance. That's the other major arcana card that she got. The temperance card, it's about self-control. It's about planning ahead. The strength card, pretty self-explanatory, and I think if I remember right, Mary Lou is a pretty strong individual, very strong person herself. The four of cups and then the three of cups. This is getting your heart's desire, Mary Lou. So is it something that you really want? Is it truth in your heart? And that's what I would pursue with you if we were talking on a personal basis, but the truth in your heart. Now, it's not without some struggles. The third card, the set of two that I got on the third draw is a five and an eight, five of wands, the eight of pentacles. This move is not going to be without its difficulties, but that eight of pentacles shows me that you're skilled enough to accomplish this. The key question is it your heart's desire? That's the pivotal moment. If it is, I'm going to go with yes. All right? So the answer to her question is yes, absolutely, definitely, highly probable consideration. I like to kind of fall between the cracks a little bit on definitive answers, but it seems very, very definitive to me when I look at the cards in that way. So
there we go. Cool.
All right.
Mary Lou, hope that helps you. And our first live call tonight is actually coming from Laura. Laura, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show, and your 5 minutes starts now.
Hi, good evening, Tarot Jeff.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. Good to hear it. So what's your question?
I want to know what's in the cards for me as far as my career.
As far as your career goes, we have three cards for you today. The nine and the eight and the eight comes up. And I'm kind of focused on the numbers tonight for some reason. So your first card is the nine of pentacles. Nines represent conclusions, fulfillment. What was once begun is now finishing. Let me ask you to kind of rephrase your question just a little bit.
Okay.
So just rephrase it a little bit.
Well, I'm making a kind of a career change, and just wondering if I'm going in the right direction as far as my career.
Okay.
Okay. Or do you see it definitely, I guess the best way to describe it is monetarily, is it going to be better for me?
Okay, so that's kind of the key here, and the thing that I wanted you to get to, because there was that subtext to the question, and really we never change jobs without considering monetary advancement, right?
Very
few people say, oh, I think I'd like to take a job where they pay me less, right? So your second card is an eight of cups. The third card is the eight of swords. Eights represent a level of stability that gives you an opportunity for growth and expansion. Eights are stable in the way that you can make priorities. You can create your priority list. You can say, this is what I want in these situations. Now, I'm going to encourage you to do that. We're going to go through these readings pretty quickly tonight. I'm going to encourage you to do that. Take a piece of paper and start to define what your perfect job might be. All right? And be realistic about it. It's got to be the goals that you set have to be achievable goals, realistic goals. So when you're looking at the list, the Eight of Cups, the Eight of Swords indicates that you really need to get your heart in the game and then let your head help you structure the situation. And that's what you have here. You have the Nine of Pentacles, okay, Pentacles indicating money, and kind of coming to a conclusion here. The Nines represent conclusions, and then the Two Eights represent a little bit of a step back. What do I actually want? And that's what you need to ask yourself. What do I actually want in the job? Not just money. Not just money. It's got to be more than that, because you can get some pretty crappy jobs that pay you a lot of money, and that's not what you want. You want something that's deeper, that's more fulfilling. Money is on your mind.
That makes sense.
Right? Money's on your mind, but money is just a symbol of energy, and you want to make sure your energy is going the right direction. You want to make sure it's going to the right, to the thing that's going to make you feel good about your life. Now, just for fun, because we had the Nine of Pentacles come up, and then I had Two Eights. I took the Two Eights as the second card. So you had two second cards. And I drew a third card for you, and it's the Ace of Pentacles. So now you're going from the Nine of Pentacles. You make this list. You create your priorities. Start with your heart, Laura.
Okay.
Then let your head get involved in it. Emotions first, heart's desire first, logic second, all right? Because if you start to logic it, you're going to build too small of a box. The third and final card is the Ace of Pentacles. Pentacles representing physical things, money. In this case, we're going to call it money. And it represents new beginnings. So, the quick answer to your question, yes. Okay?
Wonderful.
All right. So, there you go. Good luck.
And I'm glad that you said that, because being the Pisces that I am, everyone always says to me, you always think with your heart instead of your head sometimes. So I'm glad you reformed that. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes. You do have to, but now listen, my friend, my Piscean friend, you do have to get your head in the game at some point, okay? And so that's always a struggle for Piscean. So, but you're going to do fine on this, okay? You're going to do just fine, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laura, for the call. Have a great night and good luck to you. And our next caller is going to be coming from Vince. Vince, you are now live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Vince. How are you tonight?
I've had better days.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can improve this one with this reading. So what's on your mind?
Well, I was fired from my job last week because of a forklift incident, but at the same time, on Wednesday, I went for a job interview with a huge company. And I'm wondering if you see me getting this job.
Okay. So I can see how I can see your distress in the cards here. You have the Five of Swords come up. Fives represent travel, movement, change, but they also represent tests and conflicts. And I think that's what we're looking at with you. The swords are about your mental process, and I think you're in your head a lot about this, Vince. You need to kind of back off on that a little bit. Get out of your head. You're there logically, and you need to follow the logic, but don't get obsessed with your situation. It's changing, and that's all it is. It's just changing. So you lost something, but maybe that wasn't the right thing for you anyway, and now you're moving towards something else. So you got to let the old stuff go. Change is the only constant in the universe. The universe is all about changing. Nothing is stable, okay? From subatomic particles to galaxies, nothing is stable, and we can't make it so just because we are comfortable. Now, that Five of Swords indicates where you're at. It's just change. Let go of the conflicting thoughts that are going on in your head. The second card that you have tonight is the Queen of Wands. Queens represent yin energy. Sometimes we say feminine in that case, but we're not calling you feminine. We're just saying yin energy. Softer things, the more heartfelt things, the nurturing things, where we're soft with ourselves, but we don't let ourselves get, we don't get whiny or weepy. We don't say, there, go sit in the corner and cry for a while. We say, okay, now it's time to get up and have some food and have a bowl of soup and get back on the game, right? So the nurturing of your energy, your personal energy. That's what Wands represents. That's what this card is all about, the Queen of Wands. The third card you get tonight, Vince, is a great card. I love this card. It's the card that I usually get when somebody's doing a reading about me. It's the Magician card. It's a major arcana. The Magician, creativity, showmanship, the ability to communicate in public. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to become a spokesman for Ferraris or some such thing. It means that you're going to be able to present yourself in the proper light. The Magician has all of the tools, all of the tricks of the trade, is got some skill, is able to kind of put on the right show and make the audience happy. And so that's who you are. That's what's coming up in this reading. So what I'm reading here is I'm reading you. I'm not reading the events that are approaching. And so I want you to be aware of that, because you're the one that gets to create the outcome that you desire. And so, again, if you're listening to the caller before, you got to get your heart into this a little bit. Your head's in the game already, and maybe a little bit too much. So back off on the logic, back off on the overthinking the situation. Prepare yourself, certainly, but always, always, always get your heart in this game. And remember, you're the Magician. You've got all the tricks. You got what's going on. You got what you need. You got what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's a great card to come up, that Major Arcana Magician card. Great card for you, Vince, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Vince. Good luck to you. And our next call is coming from Catherine. Catherine, you are now live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Catherine.
I am in a new relationship, and I am excited about it. It hasn't been that long yet, and I want to know what the cards can tell me about my future with this gentleman.
All right. Well, here's what I can tell you about what's going on right now, all right? Because this is going to be a changeable situation for you, because you get to grow and he gets to grow as well. The very first card that comes up for you, Catherine, is the Queen of Swords. Now, I'm gonna kind of stretch Garrett's Rated G Radio here.
I'm gonna close my ears. Go ahead.
So, the Queen of Swords is an interesting looking card. The swords represent thinking, mental abilities. The queens represent kind of the other end of that, the heartfelt things. So I really like this card coming up for you, but the picture of the card is the queen sitting on the throne, and in her hand is a sword erect. You can't get a whole lot more phallic or Freudian than this card, this picture of this card. So she's got the phallic symbol in her hand, and the sword is pointing straight up. So this is an indicator of how good the relationship can be for you, okay, Catherine, in certain ways, okay? So you're the one kind of leading the relationship. That's what I see here. I see that you're kind of in charge of it. You're the guide of the relationship, and you get to nurture it. But that doesn't mean that your gentleman friend is weak in any way, shape, or form. It means he's strong, and if he's strong enough to let you continue to lead, this is a good thing. Your second card here tonight, Catherine, is the Nine of Pentacles. Pentacles represent physical things. Now, earlier tonight, we were using them as money. But right now, what we're talking about here is anything that you can say my about. My car, my job, my clothes, my house, my boyfriend. You see? So it's not your thoughts. It's not your emotions. It's the things around you, the physical things that define you. So when that Nine of Pentacles comes up, that's magic. That's fulfillment of a process that you've been going through. So now you've been in a process for a while trying to redefine your physical life. You've come to the conclusion of a cycle here where you're able to do that, but it's interesting because you're able to do it with someone else. Now that's a very, very key thing. But because you're still a little bit at the beginning of this relationship, it's a little tricky. And again, if you're allowed to be kind of the leader of the emotional aspect of the relationship, then this is really going to be something good for you. Now, your third card tonight, Catherine, is the Six of Wands. Wands representing your energy, your personal energy, your fire. The sixes are all about restabilization, finding peace, finding a point where you're sharing your energy, and that's what I see here. I see you're moving towards a point where you're going to share equally your energy, and that's what relationships have to be. They've got to be equal. That doesn't mean you take out the garbage one night and he takes out the garbage the next night. It means equal, so that you're balanced, so that together you're more than you are separately, synergistic. And this is what I see as a potential for you. Now, that's what I see right now, okay? The cards look really good on this regard. So keep going. Don't press. Don't push. Don't put pressure on this stuff. Allow it to happen. Allow everything to be very organic, okay? But I see this as a very, very good opportunity for you in life. And, again, that queen holding the sword, very, very impressive picture, okay, of you. All right?
Beautiful. Thank you very much for your call, Jeff.
Thank you, Catherine, for your call.
Okay.
And happy romancing.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There we go. Bye-bye. And there we go. And our next call is coming from Greg. Greg, you are now live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show, and your 5 minutes starts now.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. It's a pleasure to be on tonight.
Hi, Greg.
My question for tonight is, today when I got off of work, I found out that I was under investigation for something that I did not do with malice or intention to do malice or whatnot, and I just want to know what the card's going to say, going to be the end result of that.
All right. I've got three cards out here, and you could read them as a little disconcerting in a way. But I can see how this is going to work out or can work out to your benefit. But you're going to kind of have to stay the course with the situation, Greg. The very first card you have is the Ten of Swords. Now, traditionally, tens represent endings, beginnings, but they represent responsibility as well. And swords represent a mental process, something that somebody's thinking. Now, I've been skipping over some of the illustrations tonight. I like to give those, but we're kind of moving through the readings quickly here. The Ten of Swords, the illustration on that card is a man lying face down with all ten swords in his back. Now, doesn't look good if you just take it as that, Greg. But your second card comes up, and it's the Queen of Wands. Wands representing your personal energy, the queen representing inner truth. I think you're going to be your third card. Let me give you all the cards here because I want to make this more of a story. The third card is the Major Arcana, and it's the Emperor. And the Emperor is the ruling authority. He's higher law. He demands obedience. He demands the following the letter of the law all the time. But that Queen of Wands, she's much gentler. So I think the situation that you're going to go into, if there's going to be some disciplinary action or if there's any kind of continued investigation, there's going to be somebody on your side. But they're still subject to this Emperor type of person who's very rigid and has to follow the rule. So you, as an individual, you need to make sure that you've got all of your documents set up, everything's ready, everything's perfect, every I is dotted, every T is crossed, is what we say about these things. And I think you're going to be okay on this. The problem is you can't take offense. You have to just say, yes, I understand why you're doing this. What do I need to do to assist in this situation, in this process? And so just allow the process to flow. Be a part of the process. Be open, be honest, be transparent in the situation. And that's going to be the key. The cooperative aspect of your energy will be the key to kind of gliding through this, not necessarily unscathed, but the outcome should be pretty good if you can do that, if you can control your sense of unrighteousness. You know, this is not right. I shouldn't have even been under investigation, you might be saying. But understand that it's already in process and should still count. And what you're going to do now is you're going to cooperate with the process. You're going to say, yes, sir, no, sir, that kind of stuff. It may stick in your craw a little bit, okay? I've been in these situations, and they're not pleasant. But if it's like being stopped by a traffic cop. Look, just say yes, sir, no, sir. If you get all outraged, they're just going to keep you there, and they're going to find more stuff, right? So just go with it. Bend to the authority and understand that this is just an incident in life, and it's not your life, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you, Greg. And thanks for the call. Our next caller is going to be, let's see, oh, he just dropped off the line. There we go. Candace, you're on the line with Tarot Jeff.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in tonight, and your time starts now. Go ahead, my dear.
Hi, Candace.
Hello. I would like, hi, how you doing, Jeff? I would like see what's going on, what do you pick up on my love life. I actually met a guy that I have a really good connection with, and we're just friends for now, and we're taking it really, really, really slow because we've both been through a lot of stuff, and we're just basically just really seeing where this takes us, and just want to see what you pick up on it, how you feel about me.
Yeah, you got some baggage going on, is that what you're telling me?
We both got some,
stuff. You know, and here's the thing about a relationship like that. I'm walking away from the cards because baggage represents experience. You know what you don't want to happen. And so you can really get into a situation where you do some self-analysis and say, you know, why did that happen or why did that continue to happen? What is it about me that was attracting those kinds of situations? And you really have to kind of turn it around and ask yourself those questions. But now if you find somebody else who's got the same problem, some too much baggage, been burned once too often, you can kind of get together and say, hey, let's be a group and examine ourselves together and we'll grow together in that regard. Now, here's what I see in the cards for you, Candace. You have the King of Cups come up. That's a great card. If it represents you, it's interesting because it shows that you're a strong person. Obviously, we're not going to call you a male figure, but you have that yang energy. You have the strength of the yang. So you're active and you're searching. But the cups is about emotions and the heart. And so I like that for you. I think that's good. But I also like it for him in that he is in touch with his emotions and is ready to explore these things and then ready to get a grip on it. Your second card comes up, and it's the Major Arcana. It's called the Star. The Star card says the stars are your gifts, your personal gifts. They're bright spots in the times of darkness. And so the world is a little bit dark right now, and so your relationship together can be a bright spot for you. But I think both of you as individuals are bright spots as well. And I think that that's a very, very good. And I'm going to go a little step further on this. I'm going to tell you to start looking, when you guys are together, start looking for stars, okay?
It's already, that was what I was just about to tell you. Like, every time that we do get together, like, amazing things are happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, and we're both very, very spiritual, so it's like, okay, the universe is trying to tell us something.
I think when you see those, when you're in those moments, just understand that the universe is saying, yes, here you are. Here's a little guidance so that you can be reassured that you're on the right path. I think you guys are doing a nice job here. You're not taking it too fast, not too slow. Your third card is the Four of Swords. Fours represent stability. They also represent structure, but they also represent hard work. Perseverance. So you may have some moments where your brains get in the way. Both of you have powerful brains. And you may have those moments where the brains are just getting in the way. You know what? Take it down a notch. Say, we're overthinking this thing. Let's go to a movie. And just relax.
Yeah.
Just be silly when the brains are in the way, all right? But for just total reading here, I think you've got a good thing going. Take it nice and easy. Because, you guys have been burned, and history is not destiny, is what I always say about these things. So don't think that it's always going to be the way it was in the past, all right? You've got an opportunity to do some self-examination. You're a different person. He's a different person. Keep going, kid, okay? Keep going.
Thank you.
Candace, thanks for your call tonight. Wish you all the best. And our next call is Douglas. Douglas, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Thank you. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Douglas. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, sir. Thank you.
Good.
I'm just kind of wondering. I am. I've had kind of a rocky year this year, both professionally and personally. And you know, I guess we all kind of have our ups and downs. But if you have anything for the new year, I think I can make it through the rest of this year. But if you can see anything, for the first of the year, that would be great.
All right. Douglas, let me just tell you something here, and this is one of those phrases where we say misery loves company. About 90% of my clients, myself included, we've had a rough year. It's been a rough year, and it started last December, and it was goofy energy, and it didn't get any better until really around June or July was when it started to kind of unwind. It was just strange, and strange things, unexpected things were happening for people. So, now, that doesn't make it better. It just lets you know that you weren't alone. It was something going on. It was the energy of the planet, right at, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever it was. It wasn't your fault, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, as to the new year, this is an interesting reading for this, because the first card to come up is the Justice card. It's a major arcana. Now, the Justice card represents a balancing of law, but not just legal law, but balancing of karmic law. And karmic law is a tricky thing, because it's not necessarily what we would think is supposed to happen. You know, John Lennon wrote about instant karma, and that's where somebody doesn't hold the door for you, and they turn around and walk into a lamppost or something like that. It never happens that way. It rarely happens that way, right? Karma is a long, long, long string of events and energies and consequences. And it's not punishment. It's not reward. It's just consequences. So the balancing of karmic energies. Now, this is a good thing for you. You're asking about the year, and so I'm kind of pull it away from you a little bit and say this is about the beginning of the year. So every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Every thought that we have, every emotion that we have, every thing that we do physically, and everything that we do spiritually as well. These are laws, this opposite and equal reaction. It's a law that goes beyond just the physical realm.
Good.
We're going to start seeing this balance. It may not be that the world gets a whole lot better from our standpoint, but things are going to be put into place, and things are going to start to balance out. Now, your second card here tonight, though, this is the Knight of Cups. This is a knight. He's in motion. He's on a horse. He's in motion, and he's on a quest. He's seeking something. He's taking action, but he's taking action on an emotional level. So for you, my friend, I'm going to say, get into your heart. Get into what your heart's desire is. And I send this to a couple of people tonight, and I say this a lot. Get into your heart's desire. What do you want? How do you want the year to work out for you? Because this is where we start to create our own reality, is in our heart. Okay? And your third card, also a cup, is the Six of Cups. This is peace. This is reconciliation. This is restabilization. And so whatever was going on last year, this year should be better. Okay? Now, I'm very cautious when I use the word should. I always tell people, don't should on yourself. Don't should on the year. Should be better. It may not be better right away, because a lot of this conflicting energy has got to settle down. Got to. We can't do a whole lot more of the way the world is right now, except completely fall apart and go to war with everybody, which is one of those horrible, horrible possibilities, but I don't think it's going to happen. So you're looking for a little reassurance. I think you've got it in these cards. The Justice card, balancing of karmic law, the Knight of Cups, the Six of Cups. Moving forward on your heart's desire, your heart's dream, and then finding some restabilization, finding a little peace through that reconciliation energy. So does that work for you tonight, Douglas?
I will sleep very well tonight. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Douglas, thanks for your call.
That's good news. Thank you.
I would like everybody, Garrett, if I could take just a minute, I'd like everybody to imagine being on a horse in motion towards what you want to have happen. And ahead of you is a yard with two happy children in it who are handing each other flowers. Now, this is just silly images, okay, except that if we start to think in these terms, we're thinking about our own emotions, we're thinking about motion, emotion, we're thinking about happiness, we're thinking about the innocence of children, and we can start to kind of create the energy that brings to our minds, brings to our heart and our brain with those images. So that was a really good question from Douglas. I'm really happy he asked that about the coming year. I do see it as something that's going to be not easy, but we're going to see the light. We're going to see the light in the coming year. So, all right?
I like that answer, too.
All right.
Douglas, thanks again for the call.
Yeah. Who we got
next? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Douglas.
We've got a whole, a whole ton of people. Well, if you probably put them all on a scale, we'd probably get a ton if we keep lining them all up. But we've got a bunch of people still calling in that we've screened. I still got a bunch of people we haven't screened yet. So hang on the line, everybody. Our next call is coming from Anna. Then we'll have Tonetta next. And then I believe Melvin is going to be up after that. So, Anna, you are now live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show. Anna.
Tired,
we're going to put Anna back on hold because it sounds like we've got a little noise there. Tonetta, you're up next with Tarot Jeff. Your 5 minutes starts now.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been wanting to talk to you for about a month or two, could never get on.
Well, we're glad you did, Tonetta. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear what you got to tell me. I do have a very specific question, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Basically, I would like to know a time frame when you see Danny moving into my home and living here with me.
Okay. Danny moving into your home, living here with you.
Yes.
Wow. So here's the problem with a question like yours, Tonetta. In the time that we have here, I can't delve really, really deep on this. So,
okay.
Three cards, 5 minutes, and they're not going to give us the most definitive answer that we can have. Here's what I will tell you. You have three major arcana come up. These are powerful cards. These are very, very important, powerful cards, and they kind of give you a sentence. They're the nouns and the verbs in a sentence. So, again, we have a lot of nouns and verbs. We don't have a lot of explainers. We don't have the pronouns or the adjectives that will help us understand it. But let's just look at what you got here. First of all, you have the Magician card. The Magician is the ability to communicate. He is the guy with all the tricks. He's an expert. He knows what's happening. He knows what cooks. All right? So you got this card. Your second card is the Star card. The Star is about, okay? Star is about gifts. It is about light in the darkness. Not bright light, but light enough that it can be a guidance. So,
okay.
Right? Because sailors used to steer by the stars at night, you know? And we can still do that. We look for guidance. Now, in this case, we're talking more about spiritual guidance than we are about the literal stars and being out at sea. Very few people use a sextant anymore. We all have GPS on our phones. But in your case, what we're looking at is we're looking at a skilled person who's looking for guidance. And then we come up with a third card, and that's the Hermit card.
Okay.
Now, this is the one that's it's interesting to me because it's not that somebody wants to be a hermit. It represents solitary thought. It represents soul searching. It represents the quest for your personal truth. And an understanding of what your personal ethics are. So I'm not seeing somebody coming into your life. Each one of these cards has an individual figure on it. There's not a dual figure here. So
okay.
I'm not seeing anybody actually physically entering into your space at this point in time. Now, I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. But I think you've got some time before that happens to kind
okay.
of make sure that you're that Hermit card comes up while you're still on your own. Do some soul searching and ask
okay.
for some guidance. What you're doing, you're asking for some guidance here, but I think you need something more than what we're covering here right now.
Okay.
You as a skilled magician, you are that person looking for the guidance, and the Hermit says, do a little soul searching. Look inside
okay.
of yourself a little bit and see what you really, really want, because maybe you don't want this situation quite so soon.
Okay.
So, and that's what I've got for you tonight in brief. I don't have
okay.
a whole lot more here.
Right. I understand.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So just be a little cautious about the situation. I'm not saying don't do it in this reading.
Right.
But
right.
a longer reading would most definitely give us a much better
okay.
view of the situation. So, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Donata,
thanks
for your call. Thanks for being so patient. Love having you call in.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. And just a perfect example of a call that maybe you might like to take a little bit longer to explore or delve into. On the show page tonight, if you can see if you'd like to ask Jeff more questions or just spend more time with him, if you email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com and mention that you listen to the show, you'll get a deal. He'll take 25% off his normal hourly rate for you, taking it from 120 down to 90. Or if you want to dip your toe in the pond a little bit, you can do this for a 30-minute session. He only offers that to Rated G Radio listeners. He doesn't do this in his private practice, but a 30-minute session for $50. So email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com and say, I need more, and then he'll spend more time with you. We're going to go to the Blog Talk chat room real quick and answer a question for Jules33. And Jules wants to know, how does he see my divorce going for me, and when will it be final? Thank you.
Okay, Jules. Divorces are such an interesting thing because it's they will go however you choose them to go, you as an individual. Now, even if you're at odds with the other person, you can choose to here's what I say about life and marriage and divorces. As long as you're growing together, then the marriage is good. Then the couple, the partnership is good. If you choose to divorce because you're not growing together, grow apart. Don't break up, but grow apart. And this is just a key to any kind of relationship. If you're in a job that you don't like, don't hate the job. Grow towards another job. Don't hate the person that you're divorcing. Grow towards something you want to be. Grow towards the person you want to be. Now, very specifically, the King of Pentacles comes up. The King of Pentacles is a very strong ruler, very masculine energy. Someone is in control. What I hate to say about this, Jules, is that the King of Pentacles represents someone who might be in control of you. And he represents money. He represents the possessions, things that you may own together. So you're facing someone who's got a strong position in the physical sense. The second card to come up is the Ten of Swords. We had this a little earlier. The Ten represents endings and beginnings. Now, the picture on this is of a man laying down flat on his face, and he's got 10 swords in his back. It doesn't mean you're going to be stabbed in the back repeatedly. What it means is you're stabbing yourself in the back repeatedly by thinking too much about things. If you can let go of the thought, if you can let go of the, if there's a repetitive thing where, oh, I should have done this, or he should be doing that, or should, then you got to let that stuff go. And so tens represent stopping a way of thinking and beginning a new way of thinking. So, in a way, the person that's lying here with the ten swordsmen is dead. It's stopping. It's letting something go so completely, it's as if it's gone. If there's no life to it at all. Now, I'm reading that as your thoughts, Jules. It's a little difficult to read through the internet like this, but the cards indicate to me that this is your thinking. This is the way you're thinking, and that you're in the process of changing how you think. But you're a little bit stuck on things here. Now, the good part about this reading is the third card, the Knight of Wands, comes up. This is your personal energy. This is you in motion. This is you just on some kind of a quest. And it's you taking charge of your energy. Now, you may have to leave things behind. A knight on a horse can only carry so much weight. You may just decide to leave a lot of things behind and just move forward with your life. You're going to be much happier by doing such a thing. And it may not seem that way right now, but that Ten of Swords, where you're thinking too much about it. So I see that the divorce is in progress. I see it in motion. I think it's a little bit stuck where it's at. And if you can communicate with your soon-to-be ex-partner that you need to grow and that he needs to grow, then objects and things and possessions, they start to take a backseat to what's really, really important, personal growth in life. And so get yourself in motion first. Start being in motion. Grow away from the situation. Grow towards what you want. And you're going to be a happier person. The divorce will come out much, much better if you can do that. That's what I've got for Jules.
Okay. Well, let's get to our next caller. It's going to be Melvin in Georgia. Melvin, thanks for waiting so long. We appreciate your patience. Your 5 minutes starts now, my friend.
Thank you. Yes, hi. I'm having some problems on my part-time job with this guy by the name of Brian. I work at a group home with four individuals there, and he walked up to me tonight on my job and very animated about wanting to fight, actually, and threatened me on my job. And I told, I tried to call my supervisor, and he wouldn't answer, but I went by his house, and I let him know that, you know, that Barney had threatened me and really was acting out big time, you know, for his, like, if I would have stood up, I think we would have got in a fight. So
yeah. Well, first of all, you did the right thing by kind of letting it go. And you let these things go to a degree, but then you always have this thing that cycles back around. Now, this is a very, very broad question. It's a specific question, but it's a broad answer for this question because, again, we only have a limited amount of time here tonight, Melvin.
Okay.
But here's what I see. Here's what the cards indicate to me. You're at the end of a cycle. You have two nines that came up here. You're at the end of a cycle. Something is concluding here. It's about your physical life, and I don't mean your life is concluding, but it's about your life. It's about the physical things around you. It's about the way you think about things. It's the logic of things. And you're going to be offered an opportunity to pursue something different. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get fired. It means that the situation is just going to be it's entirely possible that this becomes very untenable, a situation that's off balance and cannot be balanced easily. What you did this evening indicates to me that you're willing to move on to something better or something different. And I think that's what you'd have to start to think about right now is, what do I want instead of this? Now, this fella, maybe he's just having a bad day, but you and I both know what's going on here, right? He's going to be an irascible fella for a period of time here. Now, the card that I like here, first of all, like I said, you have two nines, representing very, very strongly that you're coming to a conclusion of a cycle of life. But the third card is the Queen of Pentacles. This is a really, really nice card. It's about growth. It's about nurturing. It's about fulfillment. And it's about your physical life. It's about your job. So that's what I'm going to say to you tonight. We don't have time to get a lot deeper than that. I'm going to say start looking outside of where you're working for something different, something that you may enjoy much more than you know. The card indicates that there's more out there for you, but it also indicates that you got to go look for it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
Thank you, Melvin.
Yep. Melvin, I love that you called in tonight. Let's get you to call back next week if we can. Give us an update.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Melvin. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next call is going to be coming from Anna. Anna, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jazz.
Hi. Thank you so much. My question regarding some paperwork, and I'm wondering if I can find the help that I need to get someone to help me with my paperwork. I can't do this alone. This has to be done via someone. My boss, the one that I have right now, may not be able to help me because it doesn't look like she's making enough money. And I've been looking around and asking people for help, but so far, you know, it's been very difficult. So I was wondering what kind of advice the universe gives me around this.
Okay. Well, again, it's an interesting question, and Garrett will tell you, I'm not one to always say call in, and pay me money. But here's a perfect situation where some more details would help, but we just don't have time to do that tonight, Anna. So here's what you got, though. The quick answer to your question is yes, you're going to be able to find somebody to help you out here. What I see is the Nine of Wands. This is a picture of a man who's been through a lot of stuff, and he's successful, but he's been beat up a little bit. And then you have the Five of Pentacles, and this is a woman walking barefoot through the snow. So this is indication to me of your struggle. And you're going to continue to struggle for a short period of time. But your third card is the Six of Pentacles. And this represents a balancing of the situation for you. So very, 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 very quickly here, the answer to your question is, you've been through some struggles. You've been a little bit beat up. You're working on a project. You're working very specifically to get somewhere. It's the woman walking through the snow with no shoes on.
That feels like me.
Pardon me?
That feels like me right now, yes.
Keep going. Don't stop. You don't have a choice, really. You just keep going. The woman is walking past a lighted window, and so the indication is that she can go in there. And that's, you know, that's the idea. You keep walking until you see some light. You go in, you get some help. That Six of Pentacles is a really, really nice card. It shows some people who are in need, to kind of on their knees in front of a man who's holding a scale, a balanced scale, and he's passing out coins. So it shows that there is a balance ahead for you, that someone's going to be able to help you out, and that they're going to be generous, and they're going to help you balance your life out. So that's what I've got for you in brief tonight.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I think, you know, just don't stop, Anna. Just keep going forward. Just keep up with your search. There's going to be a light that you'll see, and you're going to find the help that you need.
There we go. Anna, thanks for your call tonight. Thanks for being so patient. Our next call comes from the very patient Azriel, and she is, well, you are now live with Jeff. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Azriel.
Hi, I was just calling to see what cards came up for me tonight.
What cards come up for you tonight? This is this is a powerful, powerful reading, my friend. here's the deal. I shuffle these cards all the time. I rarely put them back in order. Sometimes I do, about once a month maybe. And I've been shuffling these cards for a while tonight, and you got the Emperor and the Empress as your first two cards. Now, Angel, I got to tell you, that's a pretty strong reading right there. And if nothing else, you have to understand that those two major arcana represent a pair, a duo, a powerful, balanced yin and yang couple. The Emperor is first, so he's the yang, so the yang and yin couple. But we all know who's in charge here, right? The Empress is the one who's in charge, right? And so I think that you've got a good situation going. I think you've got, in your life, if we're talking about another person, your partner, I think you've got a good situation going here. It may be that he tries to lay down the law a little bit, and you know how to get around that. you know how to reinterpret his laying down the law, and that's how things go. Now, one of the things that I would ask you, if we were doing a longer reading, because your third card is the Four of Pentacles, one of the things that I would ask you about is, are you planning on building something? Are you planning on doing some kind of a real estate adventure? Because this kind of indicates that to me.
Not really building anything. I'm just trying to bring a product to the market. That's it.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense to me in that way. Fours are about building. Fours are about structure. They're about stability. They're about law. It's hard work. It's perseverance. And Pentacles represent something very physical. So building a house, building something, bringing something to market, it also represents the potential for money, for income. And I think that you've got something very, you know, at early stages, but very, very possibly close to being a solid, balanced structure that you can begin to bring onto the market. So I see that as very good. So you've got a good partnership, and this may be your... The Emperor and the Empress might indicate your personal relationship, but it could really even be a strong business relationship or legal relationship as well.
Okay.
All right. So
all right.
We got tonight, okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There we go. Thanks for your call. Thanks for being so patient. We're going to try to squeeze two more callers in tonight, and the first one is going to be Audrey. Audrey, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello. Hi.
What's the question?
My question, I'd just like to see what the cards say about me and this man named Sean, if we're going to move forward in a committed relationship.
Audrey wants to know if we're going to move forward in a committed relationship. Here's what you got, Audrey. You got three cards, and you're going to really like the third one. The first one, though, is Two of Wands. The twos represent... balancing of opposing forces. Wands represents personal energy. So what I see for you is, yes, there's a possibility that you can bring energies together, two separate energies come together, balancing out. Sometimes this can mean polarization, but in this case, I just don't see it that way. I see it as potential for movement. Your second card is the Hierophant. We sometimes call the Hierophant the Pope. He represents the ruling authority, or the structure, the traditional wisdom. He represents kind of religious dogma. This is somebody that's a little bit unbending, so I'm hesitant to reach Sean in this way directly because I think it may be too heavy, but I think that this is his background more than who he is now. I think he's had this traditional structure in his life before. He tends to follow a dogma without really thinking too much about it. It's just what he's always done. Perhaps that's you. Perhaps it's you that's doing that. Either way, it's not going to damage the relationship. It's not going to hurt it. And I'll tell you why. That third card, and I got to tell you, this card just does not come up all that often. It's the Lover's card. All right? Do I need to tell you anything more about this card?
No.
Okay, so you're asking...
Absolutely not.
You're asking very specifically about a relationship. Is this relationship going to happen? And is it going to blossom? Is it going to mature? Yes. The potential for it is so very, very strong. It's so very, very strong, I would almost give it a 99% certainty, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hadra, enjoy your new sweetheart for Christmas.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, and our last call for the night is Diane. Diane, thank you so much for calling and being so patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Thank you so much. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Oh, my pleasure, Diane. What can we do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you would look at the cards for me and just give me any impressions you get regarding me drawing some type of meaningful romantic relationship into my life.
Oh. We're finishing up on the romance.
I love it.
On the romance.
We could call this the love boat if this were a cruise ship.
We could. But we won't. We won't. Diane, it's an interesting reading for you here, and I'll tell you why. Because in and of yourself, you seem to be a very strong person, according to the cards, but also just what I sense with you. According to the cards, though, I see the Knight of Wands, someone who's in charge of their own energy, who is in motion with their energy. I see the Strength card come up. That's that major arcana. And then the third card is also the Star card. Wow. Two major arcanas in a short reading like that. That's really impressive. And what I don't see here is I don't see the need for a relationship in terms of you're pretty complete in and of yourself. You're already in motion. You already have your energies good. You already are a strong person. The Strength card shows a beautiful woman taming a lion. And the Star card is all about personal gifts. A person who knows where to find guidance, where to seek guidance, and how to apply it. So, again, if this were a longer reading, I would kind of ask you why you felt it was necessary for a relationship. Now, I'm not saying that there is no relationship available to you. What I'm saying is, I'm not seeing it in the cards right now. I'm seeing you as a strong individual right now as you are. If you choose to have a relationship, Diane, if you make the decision that that's what you want, then you get to create that. You get to say to yourself and to the universe, I am worthy of a relationship, but the universe is going to ask more of you in this case. The universe is going to say, define the relationship. Don't just take the nearest person that walks by that looks attractive or says something nice to you or hands you a flower. You need more. You need someone who's as strong as you are, who is as gifted as you are, who is as balanced in their energies as you are. And I think that becomes a problem for a lot of people like you, because there's not that many people out there that are as, well, I'm going to say this way, there's not that many people out there that are as good as you, and worthy of you, okay? So,
okay.
Garrett will tell you, I never stroke my clients. I never say, oh, you're so good,
nope.
You're so good.
I tell it like it is.
And here you are, this strong, strong person, and asking about relationships. So, again, a longer reading would be in order for you just to find out why you're even asking that question.
Okay.
Because you don't need it. But what I'm going to tell you is be very specific. When you start to say to the universe, this is the type of relationship I want to be in, you must be very specific. You must be very willing to maintain your own strength in that relationship, to maintain your own identity, and not be subsumed or not lessen yourself. Okay, and that's really the big thing. All too often people take themselves down a couple of notches so that they can be with somebody who's not their equal. And
gotcha.
I hate to see that happen to you, okay?
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. That really resonates with me, so I thank you very much for that validation.
Take that to heart, my friend, okay?
Thanks for the call, Diane.
Sure appreciate you waiting. And for everybody else who did not get in tonight, my apologies to you. We just ran out of time, and that goes for the chat room as well. We had some people asking some other questions, but we already had other folks lined up out the door for the show tonight. So I appreciate, number one, that you have taken interest and time to call in to talk to Tarot Jeff. If you want to still talk to him and communicate and have a session with him, please email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. Tell him you heard him on Rated G Radio. He'll give you 25% off his normal hourly rate, which is $120, so you'll get it for a bargain at $90, or for radio listeners only, he'll do a half-an-hour session for $50. So email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com to do that. But before you all hang up and go to bed tonight, Jeff, you're going to draw one card for the entire listening audience tonight, and then you'll also be posting that same card tomorrow on your Facebook fan page. What might that card be?
It's an interesting card tonight because it's a card that it's interesting because it doesn't come up all that often. It's the Three of Pentacles, and threes represent positive progress. They represent concepts becoming real. Pentacles represent our personal physical nature, the things around us. So I always say threes are when we get moving. Threes are the tricycle of life. We learn to ride a bike by riding a tricycle, right? And so we're starting something new, and I would say that this week, begin something new. If you have had things in your mind that you want to do, that you want to accomplish, start them this week. There's good energy for that. Get them moving. It's got to be the physical stuff. Don't start a meditation practice. Don't start a spiritual study. Don't start an emotional situation. It's something physical. So if you want to write a book, if you want to learn how to play guitar, if you want to explore buying a house, buying a car, if you just want to explore how your money is doing in the money market, this would be a good week to maybe look at new patterns, new paths to follow. Don't necessarily act on anything this week, but just get the concept moving and see where it goes to. So this is a week of potential progress. And just allow these things to kind of grow naturally in your life, become very organic. But it's about your physical life. It's about perhaps a new job or a different career or a different path of learning to change your skill set. This is an interesting card. Like I say, for an entire week to have this card come up, check the fan page tomorrow. We'll have a good write-up on it for you.
Awesome.
And that's what we got tonight, Mr. Miller.
I'm going to tell you one more thing. Mary Lou out of Brisbane is coming in at the last possible second. She says, thanks, Jeff, for your reading and for answering our question. A loaded answer in many ways. And she gives a big smiley face. So thank you for that, Mary Lou. Have a great afternoon down in Australia. So there we go. Jeff, as always, you are just A-plus awesome. The listeners love it. I love having you on as a guest, and I'm just always grateful to have your expertise here. And for those of you listening, do yourself a favor. I'm telling you, it's an hour that you will totally get clarity and answers to a lot of things that you might go, well, how in the world could he know that? Because he's tarot, Jeff. Before I let you go, can you talk about maybe some of the other things that you also do so people are thinking, well, you know, I hear the tarot cards, that doesn't really resonate with me, but you do a lot of other things. Can you share maybe a couple of those before I let you go tonight?
Sure. Garrett, what we do on the radio here is the tarot cards because they're easy to communicate with on the radio. But there's a lot that goes on in this. There's a lot of insight. There's a lot of background. I bring in a lot of my history of, ministry, psychology, sociology, working a hotline, working hospice. There's been a lot of experience that I've had in life. And so there's a lot of just insight based on observation. But there's more to it than that. We do a lot of talk. And I like my time with my clients to be a dialogue. The longer the session is, the better we can have a dialogue. The easier it is for people to have a lot of their own self-realizations. And that's really what it's all about. It's about the individual themselves. It's not about me answering any questions. It's about you finding the answers to your questions. And I really like when people do find the answers to the questions. I like that to happen to everybody. It doesn't always happen easily. I try to always be gentle with people and help them through whatever the situations are. History is not destiny. I said that earlier. Whatever your past is all about, that doesn't have to be your future. Your future is what you make it. And so that's how I approach things when we have clients in session. So if you're looking to change your life, if you're looking to alter things, let me know. Let me know and see what we can do to help.
And from firsthand experience, I will tell you that Jeff is immeasurably helpful. So with that, Jeff, thank you very much. See you next week. And everybody, tune in tomorrow night if you want to hear headlines about rambling stuff that I didn't get a chance to ramble about tonight or last night. There you go. That's a teaser for tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.